The condition of those who are in a natural state is dreadful in the present world. Meditation by Jonathan Edwards. First, on account of the depraved state of their natures, as men come into the world, their natures are dreadfully depraved. Man, in his primitive state, was a noble piece of divine workmanship, but by the fall, it is dreadfully defaced. It is awful to think that so excellent a creature as man is should be so ruined. The dreadfulness of the condition which unconverted men are in this respect appears in the following things. The dreadfulness of their depravity appears in that they are so sottishly blind and ignorant. God gave man a faculty of reason and understanding, which is a noble faculty. In this he differs from all other creatures here below. He is exalted in his nature above them, and is in this respect like the angels, and is made capable to know God and to know spiritual and eternal things. And God gave him understanding for this end, that he might know him and know heavenly things, and he made him as capable to know these things as any others. But man has debased himself and has lost his glory in this respect. He has become as ignorant of the excellency of God as the very beasts are. His understanding is full of darkness. His mind is blind. He is altogether blind to spiritual things. Men are ignorant of God and ignorant of Christ. Ignorant of the way of salvation. Ignorant of their own happiness, blind in the midst of the brightest and clearest light, ignorant under all manner of instructions, the way of peace, they have not known, Romans 3, verse 17. It is a people of no understanding, Isaiah 27, verse 11. My people are foolish, they have not known me, they are sottish children and of none understanding, Jeremiah 4, verse 22. Hear now this, O foolish people, and without understanding. Jeremiah 4:21. It is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways, and to whom I swear in my wrath, that they should not enter into my rest. Psalm 95:10-11. Some have not the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 34. There is a spirit of atheism prevailing in the hearts of men, a strange disposition to doubt the very being of God, and of another world, and of everything which cannot be seen with the bodily eyes. Psalm 14, verse 1. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They do not realize that God sees them when they commit sin and will call them to an account for it. And therefore, if they can hide sin from the eyes of men, they are not concerned, but are bold to commit it. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Psalm 94, 7-9. Understand, you brutish among the people, and you fools, when will you be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? They say, how does God know? And is there knowledge in the Most High? So sottishly unbelieving are they of future things, of heaven and hell, and will commonly run the venture of damnation sooner than be convinced. They are stupidly senseless to the importance of eternal things. How hard it is to make them believe and to give them a real conviction that to be happy to all eternity is better than all other good, and to be miserable forever under the wrath of God is worse than all other evil. Men show themselves senseless enough in temporal things, but in spiritual things far more so. Luke 12, verse 56. You hypocrites, you can discern the face of the sky and of the earth. But how is it that you do not discern this time? They are very subtle and evil designs, but sottish in those things which most concern them. Jeremiah 4, verse 22. They are wise to do evil, but to do good they have no knowledge. Wicked men show themselves more foolish and senseless of what is best for them than the very brutes. Isaiah 1:3, the ox knows his owner, and the donkey his master's crib, but Israel does not know, my people do not consider. Jeremiah 8:7, yea, the stork in the heaven knows her appointed times, and the turtle and the crane and the swallow observe the time of their coming. But my people do not know the judgment of the Lord. 2, they have no goodness in them. Romans 7:18, in me, that is, in my flesh, dwells no good thing. They have no principle that disposes them to anything that is good. Natural men have no higher principle in their hearts than self-love, and in this they do not excel the devils. The devils love themselves and love their own happiness and are afraid of their own misery, and they go no further. And the devils would be as religious as the best of natural men if they were in the same circumstances. They would be as moral and would pray as earnestly to God and take as much pains for salvation if there were the like opportunity. And as there is no good principle in the hearts of natural men, so there are never any good exercises of heart, never one good thought or motion of heart in them. Particularly, there is no love to God in them. They never had the least degree of love to the infinitely glorious being. They never had the least true respect to the being that made them, and in whose hand their breath is, and from whom are all their mercies. However, they may seem to do things at times out of respect to God, and wear a face as though they honored him and highly esteemed him, it is all in mere hypocrisy. Though there may be a fair outside, they are painted sepulchres within. There is nothing but putrefaction and rottenness. They have no love to Christ, the glorious Son of God, who is so worthy of their love, and has shown such wonderful grace to sinners in dying for them. They never did anything out of any real respect to the Redeemer of the world since they were born. They never brought forth any fruit to that God who made them and in whom they live and move and have their being. They never have in any way answered the end for which they were made. They have up until now lived altogether in vain and to no purpose. They have never so much as sincerely obeyed one command of God, never so much as moved one finger out of a true spirit of obedience to him who made them to serve him. And when they have seemed outwardly to comply with God's commands, their hearts were not in it. They did not do it out of any spirit of subjection to God or any disposition to obey him, but were merely driven to it by fear or in some way influenced by their worldly interest. They never gave God the honor of one of his attributes. They never gave him the honor of his authority by obeying him. They never gave him the honor of his sovereignty by submitting to him. They never gave him the honor of his holiness and mercy by loving him. They never gave him the honor of his sufficiency and faithfulness by trusting in him, but have looked upon God as not one fit to be believed or trusted, and have treated him as if he were a liar. 1 John 5:10, he that believes not God has made him a liar. They never so much as heartily thank God for one mercy they have received in their whole lives, though God has always maintained them, and they have always lived upon his bounty. They never so much as once heartily thank Christ for coming into the world and dying to give them an opportunity to be saved. They never would show him so much gratitude as to receive him when he has knocked at their door, but have always shut the door against him, though he has come to knock at their door upon no other ground but only to offer himself to be their Savior. They never so much as had any true desires after God or Christ in their whole lives. When God has offered himself to them to be their portion and Christ to be the friend of their souls, they did not desire it. They never desired to have God and Christ for their portion. They had rather be without them than with them, if they could avoid going to hell without them. They never had so much as an honorable thought of God. They always have esteemed earthly things before him, and notwithstanding all they have heard in the commands of God and Christ, they have always preferred a little worldly profit or sinful pleasure before them. Number 3, unconverted men are in a dreadful condition by reason of the dreadful wickedness which there is in them. Sin is a thing of a dreadful nature, and that because it is against an infinitely great and infinitely holy God. There is in the nature of man enmity against God, contempt of God, rebellion against God. Sin rises up as an enemy against the Most High. It is a dreadful thing for a creature to be an enemy to the Creator, or to have any such thing in his heart as enmity against him. As will be very clear if we consider the difference between God and the creature, and how all creatures compared with him are as a small dust of the balance, or as nothing, less than nothing in vanity. There is an infinite evil in sin. If we saw the 100th part of the evil there is in sin, it would make it sensible that those who have any sin, let it be ever so small, are in a dreadful condition. The hearts of natural men are dreadfully hard and incorrigible. There is nothing but the mighty power of God that will move them. They will cleave to sin and go on in sin, let what will be done with them. Though you should spray a fool and a mortar among wheat with a pestle, yet will not his foolishness depart from him. Proverbs 27, verse 22. There is nothing that will awe our hearts, and there is nothing that will draw them to obedience. Let there be mercies or afflictions, threatenings or gracious calls and invitations, frowning or patience and long-suffering, or fatherly counsels and exhortations. Isaiah 26, 10. Let favor be shown to the wicked, yet he will not learn righteousness. In the land of uprightness he will deal unjustly, and will not behold the majesty of the Lord.